Show on FUBAR Radio.
Joining us in the studio now, we have the wonderful Sean Burke. Sean, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks for having me.
We clap guests.
Do we clap? Now we do.
That's fine with me if you want to clap. It's all good.
Jacob, can we clap?
You can do.
You can clap? Yeah.
Right, okay.
There you are.
Yes. Yes.
It's a pleasure to finally meet you, because obviously I've been watching your videos for a long while.
Yeah, years now.
It is, yeah. I can't remember how I came across your videos.
Probably through Bri, was it, maybe?
Oh, it may have been. Are you a good friend of his?
Yeah. Well, actually, I haven't seen him in a while now.
He's doing his own thing.
He's just Bri now as well.
Yeah.
But he's doing very well. Yeah. He's on the Late Show in Ireland, which is like our equivalent of, I don't know, Graham Norton.
Oh, really?
Like that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not very good, though. The Irish equivalent of most things is pretty...
Graham Norton's Irish as well.
He is, except for Graham Norton.
Yeah. I like Graham Norton.
Do you have an English version of Graham Norton? Is that what it is? English person just doing well on...
What would that be? God, I suppose Alan Carr, chatty man. TV host, you know.
I guess. Sean, are you familiar with the kids' game Habbo Hotel?
No, actually.
Not really a game.
Oh, it was an online chat room / game.
Okay.
So, basically, everybody had their own room within a hotel.
Right.
A virtual hotel.
Yeah.
And a kind of running joke that we have on the show is because when I was younger, I invested a lot of man hours into that. It was kind of... Did you play RuneScape?
No, actually, I didn't play too many games like that. I have heard of that, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like you put real money into it.
Things.
And I was actually, I scammed a lot of people on there.
Really?
I was a 12-year-old just scamming other kids, not really knowing what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I built up a big fortune of wealth within the game.
Holy crap.
And was like famous within Habbo, which is very embarrassing now because it is a shit game.
Yeah.
But my name on there was number one chav. Yeah, so basically this part that's the history sort of. This is a segment we do where one of us writes a play every week, and it's an ongoing drama. And within the play, what has happened recently is myself, Will and Tom have been transported as humans into Habbo Hotel.
Right.
So we're now characters within the hotel.
I see.
So it may be a bit complicated for you, but
it's fine. I got it.
I've asked Sean to do the narration as well. He's going to be playing the character. Is it just random bloke or is it Gavin?
Yeah, it's random man.
Yeah, you're random man.
Random man.
He's very chipper, but then he gets a little bit... But you'll figure that out.
A little bit sad.
Yeah.
Right.
That's okay.
You'll nail that, I'm sure. And if there's any bad grammar, it's not funny to point out bad grammar.
I was having a quick look. Okay.
Right, so Tom has written this one.
Yes.
And Jism. We're in Habbo Hotel.
Jism. Okay. I shall begin. The lads stood there, pixelated and confused. How the hell were they going to get out of here?
So, Willie... What's it going to be? You going to give me your password or not?
You know what?
Don't do anything brash, Will. Look at his shoes. He's wearing Crocs. Never trust a man in Crocs.
Yeah, Will. I don't think you should listen to him. He looks like he stinks.
Let me finish, Jack. Ever since we appeared in this dated chat room medium, I've been keeping a close eye on you.
Oh, yeah? What did you... Like what you see, did you? Oh, yeah. Like what you see, did you?
Literally one punch, Will. I'll get him.
Look at Tom trying to act tough. I know we're in a... Fuck me.
Let me just be able to read today.
Start again.
It's all right, Jack. It's not on
air. Read your line when you're telling us to do their line.
Right, so how should I do number one chav?
You'd be like, eh!
So, Willie, what's it going to be?
Italian.
So, Willie, what's it gonna be?
You know what?
Don't do anything brash, Will. Look at his shoes. He's wearing Crocs. Never trust a man in Crocs, Will.
Yeah, well, I don't think you should listen to him, mate. He looks like he stinks.
Let me finish, Jack. Ever since we appeared in this dated chat room medium, I've been keeping a close eye on you.
Oh, yeah? Like what you see, did ya?
Literally one punch, Will, and I'll get him.
Look at Tom trying to act tough. I know we're in a computer game, mate, but this is a chat room, not Tekken.
Tom! Let me do this. And I noticed something.
Will leaned in toward number one chav, extended his arm out and placed his finger onto number one chav's shoulder, where there was one dark green pixel which looked very out of place.
Do you know what this is, Tom?
A bogey?
Nope, not quite.
Will begins to stride back and forth in a manner where if he was smoking a pipe, it wouldn't look out of place.
That, my dear boy, is called a cluttock.
You what, bruv?
Yeah, Will. Answer this croc-wearing turd.
It is only the third most deadly online virus out there.
How do you know that, Will?
I was sent it on an IT course and they told us.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, Will. Answer this croc-wearing shit.
For fuck's sake. Just the wrong fucking button. This is all
just fucking to speak the fucking word.
If he doesn't put a certain HDMI code in, it would be wiped and gone forever. And I know
do that
the code.
Slowly, 'cause that's quite a big line there.
If he doesn't put a certain HTML
code in. Hotmail code in, yep.
How's that Hotmail?
I sure have Hotmail. Go
is on. It?
It's not.
I don't
is
think it is.
It's fucking in.
You don't it. Do it again without me interrupting you in the wrong
right,
way.
So number one chav's about to scam him, but Will has pointed out that he's got a weird coloured pixel on his shoulder.
Then Will...
if he doesn't put that Hotmail code in.
Will's got a HTML code that could potentially save him.
He
will be wiped out and gone. And I know the fucking code.
Uh-oh.
Tell me, what the fuck?
How do we get out of here?
And just as things got tense, a random chap came over and began to talk to the group. Hello, guys. My name is Gavin, and I've come here to make new friends. How do you do?
Hey, Gavin, mate. Not a great time right now. So
I've been ever so lonely since my wife went out to buy that milk. She has been gone for the last 3 years. I haven't been able to have any cups of tea or coffee since, as I am afraid that if I buy some milk and she returns with hers, then we would have far too much.
This is depressing me a bit.
I don't know whether to shoot him or hug him. Higgin.
Okay. Can we get back to business, guys? Sorry, Gavin, that sounds like a rank scenario, but I need to save these Muppets, so if you wouldn't mind being on your way...
No problem at all. See you later, new friend. Bye, it's my first day.
Tell me how we get out of here, chubby bollocks, and the code is yours.
Fine. You need to go to that fruit machine in the corner. There is a keypad on the side. Type in any website in the side and hit enter. It will take you there.
The boys all looked at each other, then gave it legs straight toward the fruit machine.
What about me? What about this fucking virus?
Tom was right. It was a bogey.
Tom got to the keypad first and he began to type.
Right, wait there. Wait there, Sean. There's some music coming.
You read this, like, speedily.
Yeah. Wait. Now.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Join us next week to find out where does Tom take the boys next. Did we really go on an IT course? Did Will really go on an IT course, maybe? Will Jack ever admit to Tom that he, in fact, has two pairs of Crocs? Join us next for more Foo Boys.
Fuck me. So I wrote that so late last night, but I thought I nailed the fuck out of this.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're really confident in that. Weird, man.
No, I like
Sean nailed Gavin.
Good
work. He nailed it.
Yes, thank you. I just got in his skin.
You did. You were wearing Gavin.
It was not your first day.
It's good.
Not your first day.
It's good because Sean can read as well.
Yeah.
It's weird that it's
hard. It's a handy
read.
Talent.
Yeah. We've had many narrators that can't.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh God.
Let's leave that there.
So.
Epic Braille.
Epic Braille. No, I enjoyed that. Thanks to Sean for coming on the show. Thanks. Hope you've enjoyed it.
I did indeed.
There is always a place for you here, Sean.
Oh. The Jack Mate Show
on FUBAR Radio. We're joined by the Aloofs. How are you doing?
What's going on, guys?
So, we've got a little bit of a segment now. So, obviously, Connor and James, you've been friends for quite some time.
Yeah.
How long would you say?
Five years.
Okay, right. So, it's up
That's
to you.
That's longer than we've known each other.
We've known each other two and a bit.
Yeah, for saying that, two of those years, we didn't like each other.
Oh.
No, actually, rephrase. You didn't like me. Oh. You said I was a goon when you met me. Like, goon was a goon.
I gave off that impression. I was like, no, I don't want to be around this guy.
Did he have that hair back then?
No, he had literally no hair back then.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I had the shave sides and the quiff, you know.
Yeah. How long did you say that took the you to quiff. Grow?
11 months it's been.
Is that all?
No, yeah, 11 months of not having it touched.
That's quite impressive.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Nice.
Yeah, but some, people,
like down to here.
Some people's hair land nicely, though. I don't imagine.
I'm going long.
Yeah.
I don't imagine yours would land nicely or Will's.
You what, mate?
If you grew hair, you wouldn't
hair
go that
line
way.
Is back
no,
there,
mine would just be like greasy as fuck. It'd be rank.
Yeah.
Dandruffy.
Maybe not dandruffy, Tom, because I would take good care of it. I'd condition it and keep it nice.
Yeah, but how come all your skin gets dandruffy?
So, you two have been friends for 4 to 5 years. I'm just trying to move on from Jack's comment. But these guys have prepared a game for you.
Who would you say knows the other one better?
I'll say you know me better.
I'll probably know more about James.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I would. I'll probably say so.
Okay, all right. So we're
this could
go...
be interesting. This could be the end of the channel.
Let's maybe play. It could be a breakup on it.
Let's play the jingle.
Tom, it's time for Bezzies.
Cause we're Bezzies.
Connor and James are Bezzies for sure.
And so are we.
Yeah.
It's Bezzies.
So
a very own jingle just made for you guys, made last night. There you go.
That was cute. Yeah, that was nice.
Maybe said it's a text tone or something like that. if you want it,
I actually want that. Yeah.
So myself and Nozza are gonna pair up and try to basically. I've written some questions about myself. I'm gonna leave the room with one of these guys. They can decide who, and then we're gonna cut these the remaining people in the room. I'm struggling very much here.
So just take a breath.
This is my own game. Yeah. Right? Have you seen Mr. and Mrs. on TV? Yes. It's that.
So Jackson, leave the room, and whoever you think's gonna know more about the other person stays.
Do you need me to do the theme tune to Mr. and Mrs.?
Go on.
Mr. and Mrs., love one another.
Thank you.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, that's going to be my text home now.
Yeah. So. Michael's on point.
So I'm going to leave the room, and which one of the guys
I'll
is
come, I'll come.
Okay.
I'll
leave.
All right, then.
Oh, here cool. we go. In a
so,
bit.
Yeah, so there, guys.
Do you need to fill in the answers to you?
No, because I know them, don't
you
I?
You do know them.
Yeah.
He knows them.
I know me.
Tom, do you know what's
go
going on?
Go somewhere where you can't hear us say our answers, though, because that's cheating.
Go to the pub or something.
Just go somewhere else, Jack.
Is he gone?
Are they gone?
Yeah, no, there they go.
God. Do you want to pop your headphones on?
Yeah, sure.
Then we can match. Doesn't need to have them on, but you can hear that.
Ooh.
That. Yeah.
I like the sound of this.
There you go.
Sounds much better.
It's like we're in a creepy forest.
Yeah.
Do you have a pen?
I do, there you go, sir.
Thank you, sir. Do you want another one?
Yeah, I know, I've got one here.
Bit of paper?
Take two.
Fucking hell. High production values, as always, on FUBAR Radio, the Jack Mate Show. Tom, do you know what's going on?
Sponsored by Ryman's, huh?
Do you know what's going on?
I do. You're going to ask us questions about the two that have left, Connor and Jack, and we're going to answer them, write them down.
Yeah.
We'll say them and we'll write them down.
Okay. So shall I start?
And when they come back in, they reveal their answers.
Perfect.
Like
it's almost like we planned this.
Like Mr. and Mrs.
Question one.
Right.
What is his middle name?
Oh, no, I do know this. It's Marcus.
Carl.
Named after his dad.
Carl after, I think, it's Jack.
Jack sounds like he'd have a Carl, yeah. Very, like, scummy name.
Well, I think it's his dad's name, but go on.
Yeah, it's like what age did he lose his virginity? Another tough question here.
I don't think I knew him when that happened. He's quite young.
Oh, wow. Too young? Maybe.
I say that, perhaps.
I mean, he didn't want...
No.
I think... I'll go for 17.
Yep. Tom, when did you lose your virginity?
16.
I was 17. What about you, my man?
I was 16. Sorry, mum.
Yeah, as soon as it was legal.
Right, it was
legal, James!
Yeah, I was legal.
So your oats. Were they?
That sounds... They were as well.
Jack, come on, man.
Everyone was legal.
Everyone.
Right. Number three.
Yes.
Who is his idol?
Harry Styles.
Is it?
He looks like that because of Harry Styles. It's not just... Didn't happen.
Connor's got a very strong jawline. I wouldn't say that in front of his face, but he's got a very strong jawline. And that's a compliment.
Got a bit of the Dougie... Poitier.
Yeah.
That's how you say his last name. Poitier.
I don't think he's French, but that's
fine. I think
fun.
He might be French.
Number four.
I've gone for Gervais, by the way.
What about Payet?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
He reminds me more of Gervais.
Number four. What's his favourite song ever? Like, ever, ever?
Oh, he told me this last week. We actually did this similar thing on our channel.
Oh, you cheating bastards.
I know.
You preempted us.
You're
so predictable.
I reckon it's best song ever, and I've only just met him.
All right, I'll write that down then.
Steal my girl.
I'm doing Front Bottoms Flashlight.
If that's your favourite song ever,
it's a great song.
I'm going to start doubting whether we should carry on with the show. What's his worst attribute?
Oh gosh.
Is he nice? Does he do the dishes?
I know what I think it is, but what does he think it is?
What do you think it is first?
Oh, it's definitely his feet.
What's wrong with his feet?
Have you seen his feet?
No, we haven't. He's been wearing shoes.
He's got some lovely Chelsea boots.
Well, he doesn't wear them any other time. They're disgusting.
Oh, right.
I'm going to go for Jack. Not a physical feature. Just going to put arrogance.
Yeah.
Should I put that? I mean, either that or it's... I'm going to go for arrogance, though. I think he might put...
Breath?
Acne.
Acne, yeah. Maybe.
I think he will say that he's always right. He annoys me, but he's always right.
Stubborn.
That's what you'll say. Stubborn, exactly.
Number six. What's he allergic to?
Hay fever.
Don't help me out here.
Oh, I know this. Insulin.
Whew. Blimey.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, God. That's all right. Adds to the
I think.
Background noise.
Oh, it's a motorbike.
Number seven. Who is his perfect woman?
I hope he doesn't go for this answer. If he goes for the answer of, it's Fiona, I will punch him in the temple.
Connors is going to be Lauren, isn't it?
They must.
Excluding girlfriends, and I'll phrase it like that.
Yes, okay.
Can you say that? Because I'm single. Is that an offensive thing?
No, it's not offensive.
No.
Perfect woman, but they're like...
Your ideal fancy woman person.
I really don't.
Question eight.
So let's wait a second,
right,
son.
Sorry, brother.
I'm gonna go for, even though he's never mentioned it ever, Mila Kunis.
I thought you were writing down Katie Tunstall. I was like, that's a very obscure reference.
She's on the other side of the world.
Nice.
I have no idea. I like Selena Gomez. Someone write her down.
That's okay. Fine. Yeah, that's good. What's he scared of? That's the final one.
What's he scared of?
What's he scared of? Flies, he was talking about earlier. Midges, spiders.
Wasps.
What's Connor scared of?
Scissors. Anywhere near his hair.
Okay.
I can see that. Loads of luscious locks.
Stop sucking his dick.
I'm trying to be nice, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I'll suck your dick if you don't care.
I'll hold you down and suck your dick. Should we get him back in?
Yeah, let's
get him in. How do we get him in? Because they can't hear the station.
Jacob's going to go Beckham him in.
So how do you think you've done?
I'm a bit unsure about the girl, the perfect woman thing.
Yeah,
there's a few I'm unsure about, but I think I've done quite well.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very interesting...
Is there a punishment?
And there can be. I'll think of one.
Okay.
I'll let you know what it is. Why don't you if you deserve it.
You suck the dick of the loser. And the winner.
That's right. That's what this is an earthord. I'm holding a table leg.
Why?
And I'll explain why at the end of the quiz.
Okay, I look forward to hearing for it. Here they
there
are.
They come. Jack looks a bit ranker than he did before.
Yeah.
That's weird, though.
Connor's struggling to walk.
Oh my god.
You cheeky little sods. Go on, come in.
We had a little heart to heart.
Lovely stuff.
A cup of tea. Okay.
So you've been away. I've asked 8 questions to your respective spouses. And let's reveal the answer. So question one.
Yeah.
What is, Jack, we'll start with you, your middle name? Okay, now it's not.
Think about it.
Start with a harder one.
Dean.
Your middle?
What? Your middle name? You're right. You've been doing a few lines out there.
Carl.
Correct. 1.2.
Yeah, but how did he spell it?
With C.
C.
Is it wrong?
Yeah.
Is that right?
What are you being weird?
I'm so confused.
Have you been smoking some that's some piff out there?
That's correct.
You look really vacant.
Give me a ding.
I haven't got one.
He lost the ding.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
What's your middle name then, Colin?
What's my middle name?
Colin, what's your middle name?
Marcus.
All right, Marcus.
Correct.
So that's one all.
One all.
One one.
One. Let me get a goddamn pen in this.
No, I'll write it. I'll write it.
All right, one more. I don't trust you.
All right, tallied in my mind.
You've got weird eyes.
Stop clearing your throat then.
Question two was, what age did Connor lose his virginity?
18.
Ooh.
I wrote 17.
Jack, what age did you lose your virginity?
I was 18 as well.
I was 17.
We
both thought you were cooler than you are.
Question three. Who is your idol, Jack?
My idol. It's not who you think it is. Probably. I went for a footballer.
I told you. I said it, man.
Yeah.
Go Wayne on. Bridge.
Yeah.
John Terry.
Mark Vivian Fowler. You know who?
Dimitri Payet.
Fuck off.
De Canio.
Yeah.
Or a fascist racist. Okay, go carry on.
That's fine. We all look up to different people.
Hitler's pretty good.
Yeah.
You've got that weird symbol on your wall.
What's your favourite book? Mein Kampf. That's weird. Connor.
I put Gervais.
Oh yeah, put Gervais. That's wrong. Who is your idol?
I'm going to take a guess that he's put Harry Styles.
Correct!
That's not the game.
But that's what they're playing. They're playing.
That is my idol to win this.
The game is, you say what your idol is.
No, but they're playing it well, sir.
Okay.
Maybe you two need to get a bit more chemistry.
Okay. Yeah, because I knew he was going to say Gervais, maybe we should work together. Yeah.
Maybe we should cheat as well.
Right.
Fighting time!
I'm looking at the paper.
Calm down, Tom. Why are your nostrils flaring? Question four.
Yeah.
Connor's favourite ever song.
My favourite ever song.
Ever.
Candle in the Wind.
Oh my god. I don't even know my favourite song, let alone James.
Yeah, trust me, I didn't get this right.
You didn't get this right.
I don't know, my favourite song ever. Can't Stand Me Now by the Libertines.
No! What did you go for?
What you think?
Best song ever by One Direction.
I'm out.
Jack, what's your favourite song? Ever, man!
Ever?
Is there any clues? Can you give me any clues?
I'm not giving you clues.
This is the easy part of the quiz.
Right, well, I hope you didn't put a flashlight.
Good.
I really hope you didn't put anything by Ben Howard.
Okay.
Is that good or bad?
What? This is cheating, isn't it?
I want an answer now.
I'm going to say, just for circumstances, I'm going to say Gnarls Barkley, Crazy.
Oh, no.
I put a flashlight.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Moving on to question five.
Is it 1-1 still?
It is 1-1, yeah.
Yes.
What is Connor's worst attribute?
No, it's 2-1 because you've got Harry Styles.
Yeah, it's 2-1 to the Aloofs. The Aloofs are winning, guys. This is tense.
Oh, yeah, the cheat.
What is my worst attribute?
Yeah.
I know this. It's the fact that I'm just trying to think about how he worded it. I don't really listen when he talks to me.
Oh, no, actually, I hate that about you even more than this.
Like, yeah, I don't really listen. He kind of talks to me and I'll just...
Yeah. What did you put, James?
I wrote, think that he's right. That's you.
Oh,
right.
Oh, here we go. Hey,
your prepared perhaps have turned up again. Right,
Tom. Right.
Is this...
You tell me.
Personal attributes, like physical.
What's your worst attribute?
Yeah,
physically, because I've got
a
lot.
What
I mean,
is your worst attribute?
Met personality-wise. Probably that I'm just constantly, like... I can say things in the wrong way. Maybe? Who knows? That's an answer I would put if I wanted to get it
what
wrong.
What are you going for? Oi, dickhead, what's your answer?
I don't know.
Arrogance.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, he didn't know it.
Yeah, right, so that's wrong again.
Am I arrogant?
No, you're not, man. You were right. Number six.
Well
I thought you'd say it, because that's not what I think.
Tom, I'm heading straight back
this
to
this is not what I think. Yeah, it's, it's what the listeners think.
Don't, you will not be at my house later, I can promise you.
What's he allergic to? Jack, what are you allergic to?
I'm actually allergic to pollen because I have bad hay fever.
Correct. Hay Tom put hay fever. Nice. What's Connor allergic to?
I'm allergic to penicillin.
Fucking hairdressers.
Oh, right. Oh. Insulin.
Is that the same thing?
No, it's not the same thing.
Is insulin a thing?
It sounds similar, but it's not the same.
I'm not educated enough to know the answer.
Jacob, insulin and penicillin.
Different things, aren't they, Jacob?
Insulin.
Different things.
Jacob. Yeah.
So it's 2-2.
Exactly.
2-2 with two questions left.
I'm actually a bit nervous.
Oh, my God. Jack, who is your perfect woman? But there's a caveat to this question. You can't say Fiona.
My perfect woman?
Yeah.
Probably just anyone with a pair of...
Don't say daddy's borderline offensive. Think about our careers.
A pair of glasses, because I really like intelligent women.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Thank God.
Now, probably I'm going to say my celebrity crush, and I'm a big fan of Margot Robbie.
Bastard, Ken.
Who's you put?
Who's that?
Ricky Gervais in a wig.
I really didn't know. Okay. And I put... Kunis, Mila Kunis.
Oh, okay.
That's how I say her name, is it? Don't know.
Mila Kunis.
Who is Connor's perfect woman?
Who is Connor's perfect woman?
This isn't Lauren, by the way. Yeah. No girlfriends. No
get
girlfriends
under the thumb and say what you think.
Come on.
Who is my perfect woman? Did you put Perry from...
Kevin and Perry Goliath. Kathy Burke.
Yeah, I'm shutting up right
sandwich,
now.
Please.
It's Perry from Little Mix.
Let me put some...
No.
No?
I wrote Selena Gomez, so I had no idea.
Oh, my God, this is tense, guys.
Neither of us had any idea for that.
You don't even know me at all. You pay no attention.
No, I don't.
I'm so dumb.
So it's 2-2, and we're on the eighth question.
This is fucking tense.
This is the final question, unless it's a draw, then we're
if it's a draw, then we leave, and you answer the question.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, cool.
That's a bit...
What's the last question?
The last question of this amazing quiz. I think we can all agree on that, guys. We've been through a journey together.
It's been a roller coaster. Yeah.
But it's getting tense now.
Ooh. I feel like I'm in a tent.
Question... a bit weird. Question eight.
Intense.
What's...
That's Jack.
Jack scared of, Tom.
Well, no, he says it first, because otherwise we'll cheat.
Don't reveal your answer.
I won't.
Little eight-legged things called spiders.
God!
Or death.
What I said,
or
don't
cancer.
Reveal it.
Cancer.
What, and you just
cancer.
Fucking...
Cancer.
He said it already.
Cancer.
Shut up, cunt. Connor, what? That's normal on
him. I love it here. You are, great.
You are what you eat. Go on. That's my tagline. Go on.
What?
I can't even talk.
What is Connor scared of? For the points. It's match point.
Come on.
What am I scared of?
Oh my God.
I'm scared of snakes.
He's so hard, he's not scared of anything.
I hope he's put snakes because we haven't got long left.
I didn't say snakes.
What did you say?
I wrote scissors.
Oh, you brat! Scissors!
And I put wasps.
Oh, did you?
You kind of see where I went coming from there.
Right, we're going to have to do a really quick bonus.
Do you feel a bit down in dumps here, or is this just me?
We'll
leave. No,
but he hasn't paid any attention to my life.
Yeah, exactly, I'm with you.
Oh,
I didn't know if I was supposed to come back this week, so I just came down.
Mr. Knox, I presume.
Right.
Have we got the jingle for him, Will?
Yeah,
we welcome him back.
Well, do we, though?
I think so.
Knox.
Did you play the jingle? I haven't got headphones, so I couldn't tell.
Yeah, we're playing the jingle.
It was awesome, mate.
I don't know why. Are you all right?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, just came, just sort of popped back in a bit.
Where you been?
I haven't even got a seat this week. Do you read?
Do you want
a
seat? Can we sort them out?
I'm not. No, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Oh, is nobody else sitting down?
No, we're standing. We're just standard, we're short.
Yeah. We're not divas. No.
All right.
And also, it is time for.
It's time for Wild
There's a quiver in his quills.
And drama.
And he's gonna ride a thrill.
Tension. And a bottle of
take you to faraway places. Twisting trails. Pull up a pew for
Tom's tiles.
Do you say. Tension and apostrophes.
Yeah, tension and apostrophes, please.
I quite like that bit.
Yeah.
I've never listened this far into the show. I don't know what this is.
Basically, well, Tom writes a play,
a tale,
right.
And we all play different characters within the play, and I've not had it yet, so I'm reading it blind.
Is it good?
Not really.
It's really good. High standard.
Will likes it.
I'll stand up for Tom. I've read this one. It's very good.
Will is a fan of all of them, but I hate all of them.
Right.
So,
well, I'll decide then.
You're the judge. So, what's this one called?
Mr. Thomas Knox, I want you to be the narrator, please.
Okay.
And this one is called The Jungle Cow and the Curious Chimp.
Lovely.
And you'll be playing the Curious Chimp.
Obviously.
And you're going to be... I want you to be sound like a clingy little boyfriend. Kind of like how you are. Just be like, like that.
Okay, then.
And I'm going to be a cow, obviously. I'm going to be very aloof.
Yeah, right.
As cows are.
Okay.
Anyway... shall we begin?
Okay, in the Amazon. Sorry, that's Robbie's
That's
bit.
Me.
Yeah, sorry, right. Go on, Robbie.
In the Amazon. It was a scorching hot day deep in the sticky jungle, and there was a chimp called Alan sitting on a bench looking rather miserable.
Is this me?
I'm so bored. Nothing goes on round here. This jungle's lost its charm.
And then he heard a mysterious rustling coming from the shrubbery below.
What the frickin' heck is that sound? It's aliens, my huge ears.
He climbed down the tree to investigate, and what he stumbled upon was quite simply inexplicable. A cow in Levi 501 strutting its stuff, darting in and out between the vines.
This isn't a farm. What the frick are you doing here?
Taking a stroll. What's it to you, banana boy?
Well, where are you strolling to?
To the east side of the jungle, where the lake is crystal clear.
I've never been there before.
I didn't ask.
Of course, I'd love to join you.
I didn't ask.
I can. I'm just picturing it in jeans. Would it wear two pairs of jeans?
She's wearing one pair of jeans.
Okay. Can't have a lovely lady like you walking through the jungle unattended.
I don't need your protection. Look at the size of you. These legs can kick. I once swam in the Ganges.
20 minutes further along.
And that's why you'll never catch me reading that shite. I mean, a teenage wizard wouldn't have the skill to do half those spells.
I didn't ask.
I like your jeans.
Thanks. Got them in a sale.
I don't know what a sale is, as I'm a chimp in a jungle with limited vocabulary and no shops for miles around.
Well, you know the word vocabulary, so how does that work?
At least, I don't know. I didn't write this bastard thing.
At least this time they didn't try and make this fucker rhyme.
Perhaps they were just trying to save themselves some time.
Moving swiftly on.
Further into the journey...
And I still swear to this day that it wasn't my turds in that flamingo's nest.
Thanks for clearing that up.
I had to. Was doing my community service. Oh, ba-dum-tsh.
The cow's face screwed up as if she was sucking on a...
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I was going to say lemon, you cheeky little chimp.
What's the matter? You've been limping the last 24 yards.
These jeans keep chafing against murder. It's murder.
Can I be of any assistance?
Yes. Unzip me.
What?
Do me this kindness, please.
Alan slowly un... Oh. Okay. Alan slowly unzipped the Levi 501s and was left shocked at what they revealed.
What's the matter? You never seen a golden udder before?
I can categorically state... I have never seen a golden udder before.
I didn't ask!
Yes, you bloody well did, you lying cow!
I wear these jeans to ward off poachers and chancers, and occasionally mavericks.
What's the matter, cow? You still look in pain.
Alan, can I be frank?
Well, only if I could be Alan.
Right. I need you.
Right.
To tug on my teeth.
What, all of them?
Yes, all four teeth.
How?
Two hands,
2 feet.
Alan begins tugging away, and liquid came shooting out.
Oh my god! Looks like piss!
Taste it. Taste it.
Alan slowly bent down and licked up the liquid.
Frick me! It tastes like...
What? The mandarin, the parrot, painted pockets, got the hunk of good land it is. So when it comes to sun and fun and goodness in the jungle, they all prefer the sunny, funny one. They call Mbongo.
No.
And that's how Mbongo was made, from a cow of golden udder in the jungle.
No.
Yes.
No.
Bongo, little giddy, congo, python, pig, the passion fruit, the marmoset, the mandarin, the parrot, painted pockets, got the hunk of good land it is. So when it comes to sun and fun and goodness in the jungle, they all prefer the sunny, funny one. They call Mbongo.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
I thought that was excellent.
No, Will, you always do.
Beautiful narration. Right,
yeah. That was one of the readings at my wedding, the Mbongo advert lyrics.
Oh, really?
Genuinely, yeah. We had that, and we had the littlest hobo theme tune read out.
Lovely.
What was the, can you tell the Mbongo link, or is it?
No, just quite like it.
That story's better than the whole tale.
Come on.
I don't like it.
Grow up.
Not a fan. Not a fan. What do you think of that then, Robbie?
I don't think it is worth the effort, really. it was all right.
No.
I thought it was quite good.
I'm glad it didn't rhyme, because I hated that even more.
It didn't rhyme.
What's the purpose of it?
I don't know.
I let my creative juices flow.
Okay.
Out of my body onto a page.
But I think Robbie's feeling exactly what I'm feeling after a tale. I don't get
confused
why.
Confused love.
I don't get why. I don't get the point of it.
I get it.
We could use this section to talk about, like, football or something.
No, I get it.
You get it?
Yeah.
When you get it, you get it. When you're in the know, you're in the know.
Am I not highbrow enough?
I don't think... I always get mugged off in them.
So. You didn't get mugged off in that one.
Yeah, I did.
You just janked in my teats and produced Mbongo and licked it.
I wanked off a cow.
You didn't wank it off. You just...
Oh, God.
You just lined my load. The Jack Mate Show
on Super Radio. So, Robbie's left, and we are now joined by the lovely Saunders. Hello, mate.
Hello, mate. Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Hey! How are you?
Just clap myself.
You can do that. You can do that. It's modest.
I'm good, thanks, mate. I'm good. How about you guys?
We're all right. I mean, the studio gets a bit warm.
Yeah.
It's a bit rank, isn't it?
Yeah. Rank's not a way to describe a studio. You've got to big it up.
No, I just get a bit rank.
Welcome to the Rank Studio.
Yeah, exactly. Enjoy yourself.
If there's any guests out there that want to come in the future, it's really rank. So, Saundy, tell us a bit about you. What do you do, mate? Because you make the old YouTube stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I make the old YouTube stuff. This is such a difficult question. It should be the easiest question, but it just isn't.
I couldn't define your channel either. Like, well, I was thinking of an angle to go at here for this chat, and I was like, he travels. He likes football. I introduce you as a football enthusiast.
I wouldn't class myself as one.
No, you're not a professional, are you?
No. The sort of business spiel is travel / lifestyle. Because that's what I think it's easier for me to define it because I know what I'm doing next.
Right.
But if you look back at it, you'd be like, hang on a minute, where's all the lifestyle stuff?
But surely everything's lifestyle.
That's the idea, hopefully. Mm. Yeah.
Zoella does lifestyle makeup.
Does she?
Lifestyle makeup.
Maybe. That's in your life.
Well, everything's good.
And she's got a style.
How would you define yourself?
Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm banned now, and I skint.
What is that about? Is that still happening?
They put me on an embargo, so I couldn't upload for 6 months, but they've taken it off now, and my channel went from copyright strikes to good standing. So
good.
I'm a good lad now.
That was utterly ridiculous, that whole thing.
Yeah, it was crazy. But more of that coming up.
No, you can talk about it now if you want. Have they settled it?
Well,
settled it out of court.
I didn't really, I was saying to Tom, I didn't know whether I'd broken the law or not by doing that video.
Mm.
And then, people going, oh, it's fair use. And then I said to Tom, Robbie, who we had on, is he still out there? I don't know where he is.
He's gone to the pub.
Robbie said it was fair use, and you said it was fair use.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if Robbie and Saunders have said it's fair use, then it's got to be fair use.
It is fair use. That's the problem with it is, though, that when someone that owns the content complains, YouTube have got this sort of thing where they have to react to it.
Oh, right.
So it's because the owner of the content is saying something, they have to sort of maybe look into it more than they probably would. But in your case, it is 100% fair use because you're parodying it. That's why they made that rule, so people could parody stuff.
A strange thing because it was parody in a parody.
True.
So
very
it's a paradox.
Yeah. Because if that was the argument, how could anyone use any video that has any other clip from a video they don't own in it?
Yeah,
which everybody does.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like I did with O-Town.
You did, yeah, you did. But I...
did you get a copyright?
Not yet. So
you're actively asking for a copyright.
I really want O-Town to get in touch.
No, when they did it, I didn't get worried or anything. I thought, I'll sort this out. And but they did.
It's actually kind of stupid on their part, because if it's only going to do favours for them.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed people in the comments picked it up quite quickly.
Yeah.
They're only going to direct people to their channel.
Exactly.
So it's just, they've just made a right old cock up.
The person who did the copyright strike, who filed the strike, they retracted it, and then they sent me an email saying, when the video inevitably goes back up, can I put their link in the description? Which I would have done anyway.
Yeah.
But they said that they commented on the video saying that, and I didn't do it. But the thing was, I uploaded the video. I was out for the next couple of hours. I came back and I already had the strike. So it was like, when I emailed and said, well, if you'd have just asked me, I'd have done it. They went, well, we did 2 hours ago. I was like, I don't live on that video page now. But they said, oh, the video's going to go back up. Can you put our link in it? And I said, yeah, of course. And then obviously I've missed like that big chunk of views that I would inevitably get in the first few days now. So the video's just going to sit on my channel and not look very good. So I'm just like, I've just removed the video now.
You got rid of it?
Yeah, they put it back up and I've just taken it down. But they removed it from Facebook as well.
Oh, utter rubbish. Mm. I was with Samira, we watched it together, and I haven't actually cried with laughter like that for a long time.
I was thinking though, because you would have had to watch that video and then go back and then turn your camera on.
No, Samira, she filmed me watching it.
Because
I was laughing so hard.
I thought you were filming it.
No, she got her phone out because she thought it was so funny that I was like just pissing myself.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
She filmed me and then sent it to me, and I was like, I'll send it to Jack.
Nice one. So, where's your next travel then? You say you're all over the place, aren't you?
Well, yeah, last year was pretty mental. I was barely in the country from like May to December.
Right.
But now, like, it's sort of calmed down a bit, but hopefully around about the summertime it will start kicking off and being like it was last year.
So you ain't got any, like...
No plans, just ideas. Just no, nothing in concrete, just sort of places that I want to go and things that I want to do there. Like nice. Japan.
Yeah,
fans big on the list.
There's a lot of it based around like seeing different football matches, big derbies.
So with like the work aspect side of it, yeah. But with like the personal like YouTube travel side, I just want to do stuff that some like my bucket list.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
And now it's time for a little West Ham quiz that my friend Nozza here has developed.
I've called it the Hammerhead to Head.
Hammerhead to Head. I like it.
Would have been twice as good if you didn't stutter and fuck it up, but that's...
because Will wrote it wrong on the sheet, so I read it wrong.
Oh, okay.
Will. Hammer to Hammerhead is what he put.
I don't know. I just gave up.
There's at least a mistake from you every week.
And you?
Every week.
You stink as well.
You're P45 and
your
this pyro is getting closer and closer.
Your breath stinks.
Well, that's not helping your cause. Right, so me and Saunders are obviously big West Ham fans.
Indeed, you are. Mm-hmm.
Saunders, you're a season ticket holder, you lucky bugger.
Oh, yeah, it's been great. The best season to have it so far.
Definitely. Well, is it the only season you've had it, or...?
Yeah. We've never had them before.
Oh, lovely. You picked
great.
A good one.
Yeah.
You picked a good one. So, in true Hammer style, we're going to go head-to-head and see how many questions are there?
There's 10, and then there's a tiebreaker if it comes to that.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Sweet.
If it comes to it.
Okay.
Cool.
I don't think it will, because my knowledge pre-2009-10 is awful.
Okay.
Oh. You get into the Hammers a bit late, did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. But football in general, late.
Oh, really?
I'm embarrassed to say, yeah.
Well, say, don't be embarrassed, mate.
I think the first question's the hardest one.
Tom had a 3-year gap from football, didn't you, Tom?
Yeah, I turned a bit.
You have a hiatus from football.
It happened to be when Newcastle were relegated. I think it was a couple of seasons before they were. But when I got back into it, my friend supported Villa, and it's the first game of the season, Newcastle Villa. And he's like, do you want to watch it? Thinking we get destroyed.
Was it 5-0?
Andy Carroll got a hat trick, and I was like, I love football again.
That was it.
And right. Now look at me.
Yeah, Carroll does that.
He has that effect.
He makes you fall back in love with football. Does Andy Carroll.
It's the first question, guys.
Yeah.
On the Hammer Head to Head.
Cool.
That's nice.
What is the all-time top goal scorer for West Ham?
All-time ever? Right, okay. Are we going through question one by one, or are we
let's do the answers now.
All right.
Okay.
Saunders.
Okay, so we're doing
questions now, are we?
No, do answers now, yeah.
Okay, so... If you're talking about the Premier League,
I said all time.
Okay, all time ever. I mean, Billy Bonds, maybe?
No,
I've gone Frank McAvenny.
No, Vic Watson. Heard him?
Ooh.
Do you know an interesting one? Do you know who is the all time West Ham Premier League goal scorer?
Defoe?
Carlton Cole.
Really?
Yeah. Good thing he played the most games, so it makes sense.
Wow, how many has he scored?
Luckily, it's an embarrassingly low amount.
Luckily, that's not a question on the quiz.
Right.
Sorry.
It's not.
It gets
like this.
Number two.
It gets like this.
Number two. Name all four stands at Upton Park.
This is controversial because they change based on the sponsor. So currently.
Tom, where are you going from?
Currently.
From this season.
Yeah, I think so. Depends when this website was updated.
Should I get my laptop?
No, I think you're okay.
Okay.
Right, I've got mine.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Saunders, what's yours?
Up at six.
Well, there's a...
I've repeated one.
Wait a second, Jackie, you done?
Yeah, I've done, yeah.
Cool.
Done. Okay, so there's East Stand and West Stand, but West Stand's also known as the sponsor stand, so Betfair Stand currently. Then there's a Trevor Brooking and Bobby Moore.
Okay. I've got... Alperi stand.
Yeah, that was last season.
Okay.
Alperi FX Trading. We're not our sponsors anymore.
So that's 4 points for you.
I'm going to be honest. I got East,
North, South.
I got Bobby Moore, Trevor Brooken, and I put Alperi stand.
Yes and no. Yes, wrong because it's last season. So you got three. That's
Right.
Next question, number three.
Yeah, go on.
The top goal scorer last season.
Last season. Top goal scorer.
I'll never think
okay,
of that.
Okay, I think I've got one.
John Saunders.
Diafra Sacco.
Yeah, I genuinely put an S, yeah. Okay.
Sake.
Yeah.
Number four. This is quite a laddie question, it depends on the laddie.
Oh, God, dapper laughs.
How much is a Carlsberg at Upton Park?
Or.
A bottle of Carlsberg, how much?
Saunders, do you drink much when you go to the game?
I don't, you know. Because I often go meet my dad and my brothers for a pint before the game.
So,
and we always have like a thing. We basically run to kick off every day.
Okay.
We could easily change it, which is less 15 minutes later, but we never do. We always have to run.
A bit of tension.
It's part of the magic.
I've gone for £3.90.
I've gone £4.50.
In London, Jack, you're having a laugh.
It's £4.
Oh.
So,
Jack wins.
Jack, you'll get the point because you're closer.
Oh, thank you.
Quite reasonable.
This one's a good one.
What am I like?
But this one might be... a bit controversial because a couple websites are differently. But
good question.
But capacity of Upton Park. There'll be a bonus point if you get it exactly right. Closest 1,000 we'll go for.
Okay.
Saunders?
32,370.
Yeah. Oh, I went for 34,500.
It's
35,000.
Oh, and 16.
Oh, okay, do I get a point?
Yeah, you're closest.
Thank you.
What are these points worth? What's each question worth?
Prizes.
Prizes, great.
And that's all you need to know.
I think they're all worth one, but the stands
one
was,
each.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just so we're clear, I think Tom, are we clear on that? You're right. Your face looks a bit puzzled.
Just because my question number six, I think I've just put the answer and not the question on it.
That's fine. Maybe the game is what's the question?
No, I think it's this. If it's not, then who was the first team that West Ham played this season?
Got it.
I've got it from what the answers is.
Yeah.
Is it at home or away?
Just the first game of the season.
Arsenal.
Arsenal away.
That is right.
Okay, that's right. I've got Watford on here.
What?
What was Watford about?
We played Watford about 5 weeks into the season. We're playing them again in 2 weeks.
Maybe
that was your question. Yeah. What game did you play five weeks into the season?
And you've got again in 2 weeks' time.
First goal scorer this season.
Ooh. First goal scored.
Goal scorer for you this season.
In the Premier League?
Yep.
Cool.
You know your information for that question? You didn't get it from the Watford answer, did you?
No, first goal scorer this season.
No, I know, but what game are you getting it from? I'm just checking, Tom.
Maybe you should just...
I'm stuck between two.
Yeah, I am.
Jack, what are you going for?
I'm pretty sure he scored the second one. I've gone for Kouyaté.
I've gone for Dimitri Payet.
Oh, Jack Dean!
Dimitri Payet got the assist, I think.
He did get the assist. I remember seeing that. What did Billage play in his prog rock band? What did Billage play in his prog rock band?
Anyone like prog rock?
I think I know the answer.
Come on.
Was he a bassist?
That's what you put as well.
Yeah.
Guitarist.
Well, equally. Guitarist, bass.
Yeah, no.
Bass guitar.
We send the points here, someone.
I saw a music video they did as well.
Any good?
The singer's proper, like.
Is it the one where they're on, like, a rooftop?
Yeah.
Great. Croatian metal at its finest.
Nice. That's a niche, isn't it?
West Ham have a few nicknames.
Yeah.
The Hammers, the Irons. Can you name any more? But whichever amount you get, which is correct, you'll get points for them. Can you name any more nicknames other than the Hammers? and the irons.
The bottlers.
You mug. Coming from you.
Yeah, sorry.
Are you in the playoffs at all, mate?
2011 semi-final. Sit down the lot of you. You're just making these up, Jack.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much.
I've got two, definitely, but I'm trying to think. Ooh. If there's any, like...
Go on, Saunders.
The two I've got are Cockney Boys.
Correct.
And Claret and Blue Army.
That's not on my list, but that's probably...
See that song?
I've got Claret and Blue Army.
All right.
Go on, give us a point.
I'll give you a point.
Yeah, thank you, mate. For that. Yeah. And then there was the Academy. The Academy of Football.
That's more of our slogan.
It says, yeah. It says on Wikipedia for West Ham. So
yeah, but no, it's not like it's not like we go, hey, Academy of Football. Yeah.
Go on, you Academy of Football.
Take it out with your club, mate.
I went for East Londoners and Clarets.
That's no. like Pro Evo names, they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't say
East
it,
London,
yeah.
Clarets.
Right, so I got a point
for number 10.
Yeah.
Who had no, wait, wait, we both. I've got 2 points, right? Cockney Boys, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, 2 points.
Ooh. I needed that.
Yeah, 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 no, definitely got those points. So, this one. Who had the higher winning percentage of Avram Grant and Alan Kirbishley?
Oh, Tom, great question.
Very specific.
Alan Kirbishley, where is he now?
Where are you now?
I don't think he's doing much.
This is a complete guess, but I've gone with a sort of like visually educated guess.
Go on.
Because Avram Grant used to just throw his notes at the pitch all the time. Mm. So that's probably a season not going too well. So I'm going with Alan Kirbishley.
I went Kirbishley because I think we were battling relegation when we was Avram.
It was the Tevez, yeah. Tevez and Mascherano.
Kirbishley was 39% and Avram Grant was 31%.
Oh! I mean, both are awful.
Nice.
I was going for Zola, but Zola was dog shit.
Was it? Terrible, yeah. Was he
wank? He was absolutely
wank. Little wanky.
Right, I got... Do you want to know how many I got?
Do you want to do the bonus one just to give...
Yeah, go on. Let's right. Go on.
Yeah, I need it, I think.
How many own goals has Winston Reid scored for West Ham?
Tom, these questions are getting better by the quiz.
I couldn't think of anything. I was last night in the office, like, I can't think of anything, but...
I'm going to change that.
I think it's been a strong quiz.
Thank you, William. Thank you very much.
So I'm surprised none of the answers have actually included Paolo Di Canio.
I
avoided him.
I'm gonna jump on the trick question ship and say none.
Oh, what about you? All aboard.
What about you?
Originally I went for 4 and then I changed it and went 3.
It's 2 and that's actually the joint highest own goal scored for West Ham.
Really?
Yeah, Collins 2. There's loads of people have 2, but no one's ever scored more than 2 own goals.
Wow. Fingers so crossed for the weekend.
All to play for, yeah.
So let's count up your answers, guys.
Is that no points or 1 point for me as
no
I'm
points,
closest?
No points.
I'm fucking closer, you knob.
Yeah, but you're not right, mate.
All right.
I got
9. I got 10.
Oh! 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 Pretty papas in the air. I should have got that Kehati question. I'm furious at myself.
Who was the other one who scored in that Arsenal game?
Cresswell?
No.
It was when Thingy was having a stinker, wasn't it? Petr Cech.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
for his first game. Yeah.
First game, wasn't it?
Can't remember who that was now.
Maybe it's Watford. I don't know.
What
the
fuck,
okay,
you
what
know?
Maybe it was a gala.
Right, so I just want to say big thanks to Saunders for coming in.
Pleasure,
Saunders,
mate. Thanks for having me.
Cheers for coming on.
Thanks, mate.
We will go for a beer in 10 minutes, mate.
Perfect. The Jack Mate Show
on FUBAR Radio. Still got Frank here. Frank, you enjoying yourself?
Enjoying myself, mate. Yeah,
nice,
yeah,
man.
Loving it.
Fancy a roast?
I was just reminiscing about me roast. My mum done me one yesterday.
Did she?
I'll go round here on a Thursday, and it's funny you say that because when I was round here eating it, it was a bit cold outside, and I thought it's quite like family romance. You know what I mean? Like exactly like you just said.
Nostalgia.
So, mate, you're right there, Jack.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
They try to mug you off with the old roasting one. I'm fully on board, mate.
Cheers, mate. You can come in every week for that. So, what's this? Because apparently this is another segment I ain't got a clue. It's the Jack Mate Show. I've got no idea about half these segments.
Try picking up your Skype call. So.
Let me get out before 12.
I can't argue that. Okay. Do you want me to piss off?
I do.
So I'm going.
Well, Tom, explain the game.
Well, the game is it's like a Mr. and Mrs. quiz, but it's cousin and cousin quiz.
So which is like a Norfolk Mr. and Mrs.
He's got it in there before anyone else.
So I'm going to ask Franco some questions with you not in earshot. So if you go out in the corridor.
Maybe go to the office, do some work.
Shall I go see Pizza Girl next door? Shall I?
Yeah. She'll take the apple off for you.
Oh, shut up, Will.
Well, doesn't the show play in the office?
Oh, no. You need to design one of them booths that have a missing misery. They put some music on, they show him enjoying himself.
We need a bigger budget for this.
This is it.
FUBAR. Get your hand in your pocket.
I'll go wait in the corridor.
Yeah, corridor.
Right. Don't cheat, you're only cheating yourself.
Son, cover his ears, mate.
Come on, get out.
Cheers, Jack.
See you, mate.
And he's gone.
Now we slag him up. Yeah. Oh shit, he's still here. Oh no.
What a cunt.
Obviously you're allowed to swear on this radio.
Yes, completely.
I worried when you first said the F word. Oh. I'm still not going to swear. When you first said the F word, now you've used the C word.
No. You're on a FUBAR now, Franco.
This is it.
FUBAR. Giving radio the finger.
Nice.
There you go.
Like
so
it.
Is he out? Is he gone?
He's gone. He's fucked off.
He's gone.
It smells a little bit better now, doesn't it, guys?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to say anything.
Well,
open that window.
I've got five questions for you.
Right.
And they're all based around his career, in inverted commas.
Okay.
Ooh, some... That's what I
like. Nice.
There you go.
Very
so,
nice.
So, number one.
Mm-hmm.
What are Jack's three YouTube channels called?
Jack's Camera. Jack Mate.
Yep.
Like the main one.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the last one? It's a new one.
Oh, he's looking around.
Jack's Chat. Boom! Jack's Chat.
Yeah.
Nah? Jack's Chat.
Give me that.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Well, we'll find out the answer.
I'm buzzing off that, bro.
We find out in the end.
I'm still happy to actually answer all three, so.
You're doing well.
That's success in my eyes.
What is the title of the two comedy songs Jack released?
Hip to be a Hipster.
I did both these videos, mate. Come on.
Hip to be a Hipster.
Show some support.
Oh, what is it, Geese?
Don't go, no, you're cheating.
Oh, I know it. The newer one, Hip to be the Hip. See, I'm old school original, you know what I mean? I'm like fanboys, you know, when they jump on her and they're like, the new stuff, don't listen to that,
I know,
mate.
All the B-sides.
Yeah, I like all the old music. I think I'm going to have to pass.
Yeah, no,
I do
worries.
Know it.
All right, well,
number
is
three.
Is it something themed about a girlfriend or something?
It is something themed.
You're in the ballpark. You're in the right ballpark.
Should we move on?
Yeah, move on.
You can come back to it.
Number three, who is Jack's all-time favourite West Ham player? I don't even know. I don't know this.
I reckon... All time, yeah?
Yeah, so... Julian Dix? Probably not.
Paolo Dick Canio? Yeah.
Could probably be.
Is it that fella we met? What's his name?
He's cheating.
Remember the fella we met?
Just flat out cheating.
Just speaking to his manager.
I'm going to say... Bobby Moore.
Okay, I'm put that down.
Because obviously it's an easy one to reference.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Was an England World Cup winning captain.
This is it. If you don't, then obviously he's lying. So.
This question is more guesswork, I guess.
Like the others weren't.
No, you've done pretty well.
Cheers, mate.
What film makes Jack cry/ very upset?
Oh, all right. I'm gonna go with Green Mile.
That does make me upset. So.
Yeah.
And Armageddon. That always gets
Armageddon.
Tell you what gets me up with the granddad.
Oh yeah,
Disney Pixar.
I thought that was part of the sentence.
Yeah,
so
you know
what gets me up.
You know what gets me up? The granddad. number
yeah,
five.
I say that, but I might change to Man on Fire. No, we'll stick. Yeah, go. Nah, we'll stick with that.
Great answer.
Cool. Yeah. And what is Jack's favourite song of yours?
Jack's favourite song of mine, Treasures.
Straight off the bat.
Yeah, straight off the bat.
Okay, interesting.
And going back to that one about the girlfriend. Geez, can you remember something? I can't remember.
That's right.
I should know it. But I knew it was about a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Should we get him back in?
Yeah, we'll have a switcheroo now.
Yeah, Jack back in.
All right, so Frankie, you go out in the corridor. We can't hear a thing.
Do a little tag. It's just me and you in here, Tom, now.
Well, we can do anything we want.
Do you want to get something off your chest?
I was really actually upset about the Adele thing. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I just will never ask for
it. And I don't actually think you're ginger as well.
Back the fuck off, man.
Oh, hi, Jack!
Hello, guys. You all
right? Hi, Jack, from the Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Just went next door, spoke to Kerry.
Would you order a pizza?
Kez?
No.
All right, can you look... Can you go over there?
All right, yeah.
Is that all right?
Come by me, Jack.
Told me about like a parcel, mate.
Like a little parcel when I was getting wrapped up by a towel by my mum telling me about Peter Pan.
References.
References.
Oh, it's nice over it. I like this size.
Hello, mate!
It. Oh, I thought you had more buttons than that. It makes last week's fuck up even more embarrassing, doesn't it?
Ooh, hello.
Fuck up last week.
Question numero un.
All right.
What is Frank's favourite song he's ever written?
Oh, mate, I mean... Well, we live 35 minutes away from each other. We speak once in the blue moon. Like, I'm not going to know many of these.
Well, what's it's probably going to be one he's done a video for, isn't it, I imagine?
The one that what?
Probably a one he's done a video for if he's released it.
Well, it would be, yeah. I reckon I'm just going to go Treasures.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. Do I find out the answers now?
No.
We get you both in and then we ask you in front of each other.
Hold your horses, young man!
Well, I'm excited, aren't I?
What gig does Frank consider his most important to date?
Of course, hard one. It's not his favourite, most important.
Yeah, I don't know the answers for these yet. So.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Okay. Do you know, I would say, looking at Sonny for answers, but he's just laughing.
That's what Frank did as well.
Oh, I reckon...
Chicken's in the family.
I reckon I'm going to go Hyde Park with Libertines. I have no idea.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, that would be...
Was that Hyde Park, Sonny? Yeah, it was Hyde Park.
Cool. Who is Frank's all-time favourite QPR player?
Oh, yeah. Well, my knowledge of championship teams not too... Ooh. Yeah,
all time.
I live in the Prem.
All time.
I live in the press. I'm going to go for...
Sean Wright Phillips.
I'm going to go for
Rob Green.
Oh, come on, help me out here, guys. Right, I can't remember his name.
How long ago was this?
Little black guy.
Fox? Sean Wright Phillips.
Fox.
Something. Rule Fox.
Rule Fox. I'll go Rule Fox just because I'm a man.
I'd have probably gone Les Ferdinand.
Oh, that's a good shout. Yeah.
That's a good shout.
I'd see him always a Tottenham guy.
Oh, right. Or Newcastle for two seasons.
He was at West Ham for a bit. He got about.
He did get about.
Oh, yeah. No, he wasn't at Blues.
Maybe you didn't care about the tune as much as I thought you did.
I'll go for
Matey Boy. What film makes Frank cry / very upset?
What the fuck?
I had the same question about you. He put just like home videos for you. See your little face.
Go on. I'm going to go A Bug's Life.
Not even sad.
That is when the fucking grasshoppers come, mate. Cool.
That's ants, isn't it?
No, the grasshopper is played by a big actor. Okay. Carry on. Why do I know he's in it? Because I know the actor. I just can't think of his name right now.
Which video of Frank's has had the most plays on YouTube? Mr. YouTube Boy?
Well, that'll be Hand Me Downs.
Which one of them videos had most plays on that Google?
On that Google. Hand Me Downs.
Well, there you go. That's 5 questions to 5.
Let's get him back in, please.
Bring him back in. Come back round next to me, Jackie Boy.
Will do.
That was, well, good questions there, Tom. I really enjoyed those.
Yeah, they weren't your middle of your road. They were, you know.
No. They were nice.
There's Franco just coming back in now.
Enjoyed them.
Everyone getting set.
So we'll go through Frank's best and see what Jack says.
Oh, God, yeah. He seems to be stuck outside.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, the door handles.
God. Calamity, the handles.
Oh, God.
He's probably just freestyling now.
He's just spitting some rhymes.
Oh, God, he's
spitty words is what I said.
Oh, he's in a sharp shop.
Here he is.
There's a technique. There's a trick to it.
What, to the door?
Yeah. Pull the handle, push the door.
There we go. Tom, do you want
to... We're going to go through the questions I asked Frank, and then, Jack, you're going to say your answers. Mm. Okay? So the first question was, what are Jack's 3 YouTube channels called? Which... He got them all right. It's Jack's Camera, Jack's Chat, Jack Mate.
You got them, Rav.
Nice
one.
Easy ass.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2, what is the title of the 2 comedy songs Jack released? Hip to Be a Hipster, straight away. Boom. Got it straight away.
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't so sure. He said his girlfriend was involved.
Yeah.
But that was about it. He couldn't cheat through the window either. Sonny didn't know either.
Got no phone battery, so I couldn't Google it.
So...
What was the answer?
It's the dating game.
A dating game.
For Badoo!
I was close, wasn't I? Alpha Badoo, cool. Yeah.
And the third one, which I don't know the answer to, is who is Jack's all-time favourite West Ham player?
Oh, come on, mate.
Did a video on it.
Yeah, but he listed loads of them.
Do you know this one, Frank?
I think it's Noble.
No, you're wrong.
Di Canio.
Paolo Di Canio.
Put Bobby Moore.
You know it, did you?
I said that.
You watched the video, didn't you?
I love your video.
Oh, cheers, Will.
I love you.
Franco said Bobby Moore.
I was going to go with Tony Cotty.
Yeah, that's a bit before my time.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Well, yeah, so...
It's wrong.
Next one. What film makes Jack cry such very upset? You know, what's the film that makes you sad? If you watch it, you're sad.
Oh, do you know the answer to this?
No.
Oh, it's a bit pathetic.
Hang on, what did...
What did Franco say?
Green Mile.
You can give half a point. That's not the one I was thinking of.
That's why you don't do it that way.
Really. That's a flaw in the game.
No, you can give him. That wasn't the one, but you can give him half a point because I have cried at that. Disney's Up.
That is weird.
He said it.
Oh, did you?
That's mad.
Oh my God.
I'll produce.
Mad. I don't know what. Okay. Everyone alright?
Yeah, he looks genuinely.
He's buzzing.
Can't believe it.
Wait, played the lottery tonight. That's what I'm saying.
Best day ever, man.
I love you.
The last question was, what's Jack's favourite song by you? By Frank. What's your favourite song?
What's my favourite song of Frank's?
Yeah.
I'm going to go for. Running.
Ooh.
I reckon Frank would have said Treasures.
Yes, I did.
But because you got his reaction when he went, so he kind of knew that it wasn't right.
No, he got it wrong, yeah.
Yeah, he's no 2 ways about it. It was wrong.
We'll move on.
So right, how many did he get there?
We'll go for the end, shall we?
Oh, okay. He thinks he's serious, don't he?
Yeah, well, come on.
Someone's
so,
got
the questions were to Frank. So, what is Frank's favourite song he's written?
Favourite song I've written? I'd say. Hand Me Downs.
Because Jack put Treasures, but go on.
I say only because I felt like it was the first sort of finding what I was about, you know what I mean?
What gig does Frank consider his most important to date?
most important?
So it's not even, the biggest, it's the most important. What's been the game changer?
I was going to go for the biggest, and then I thought, nah.
Game changer, I'd probably say being involved with the Hyde Park show.
Ooh, the Libertines.
The Libertines, yeah.
Ding!
Yes!
Oh, we got a little ding
sound. Go on, Jack!
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, let's just talk for 5 minutes.
Because that felt like it was like the next wave, you know what I mean? I felt like, it was the turning point for that.
It's a cool gig to have.
Glad I got that.
Nice.
Of course, Will.
Oh, there you go. So he got it right.
I got it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Who is Frank's all-time favourite player from QPR?
Not a fucking clue.
Really?
Not a clue.
Les Ferdinand.
That's what we said.
Get on that lottery,
bro. Oh my God, can I join the family?
The Jack Mate Show on Fubar Radio.